vary based on how you buy.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I love my daughter Samantha Guzman. Mother's Day is almost 5 years ago to illegal gun violence. I must say that 5 years ago, my heart went out to other parents that have lost loved ones. For me, this year has been really hard because I know a very personal friend of mine, Lisa Bias, has also lost her daughter. No one knows the pain that we feel, but we're here to let it be known. Something has to be done.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Our focus as we begin this hour of the countdown is on Mayor Michael Bloomberg and his call for unprecedented gun control. You just heard as we started at the top of the program there from Diane Rodriguez, who spoke at the Bloomberg press conference about gun control. She lost her daughter to gun violence in New York. The New York mayor joined gun violence victims, calling on the president, Mr. Obama, to urge tighter controls on firearms. The mayor was flanked by gun violence victims and the son of a slain black civil rights leader, Martin Luther King, Jr. He said, quote, loophole-free checks to prevent criminals and mentally unstable people from purchasing guns are now essential in our society. Mr. Bloomberg said every day 34 people in our country are murdered with guns. Most of them are purchased or possessed illegally. The 34 victims attending the event, their number chosen to mirror the country's daily toll, echoed Mr. Bloomberg. Here is New York Mayor Bloomberg explaining why he feels that background checks simply don't work. Maybe we don't need him to explain it. All we got to do is look at what happened in Tucson a few weeks ago, right?
Background checks just don't happen, or they don't work. They often take place at gun shows where any criminal can buy a gun. Oh, they often don't take place at gun shows where any criminal can buy a gun. If they had, the Columbine killers may not have gotten access to guns. Too often, the information that should be in the background check system isn't. If it was, the Virginia Tech shooter would have been denied by the gun dealer who sold him the semi-automatic handguns he used to murder 32 people. And the Arizona shooter should have been turned down, too. As of December 31st of last year, only 2,092 people were listed in the background check system as drug addicts or abusers. 2,092. That's just preposterous. We all know it. And unfortunately, one of the missing names was that of Jared Loughner. The time has clearly come to finally fulfill the intent of the 1968 law and the Brady Bill by creating a genuine, credible background check system for the sale of firearms. Two basic steps will get us there. First, let's finally fulfill the intent of the 1968 law by fixing the broken background check system. It should contain all the records of felony convictions, domestic violence misdemeanors and protective orders, drug use and addiction, and determinations of mental illness that would prevent these categories of troubled people from buying guns. Second, we should close the loopholes that permit guns to be sold without background checks, because there are far too many of such sales to the wrong people. In 2009, an investigation by New York City showed that 63% of private sellers approached by investigators sold a gun to a purchaser who explicitly said he probably couldn't pass a background check. Licensed gun dealers are covered by the Brady background check system. But if you buy from a so-called occasional seller at a gun show, for example, or from someone who peddles firearms from the trunk of their car, no background check is required under federal law, no matter if you buy one gun or a small arsenal.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Our focus is on Mayor Michael Bloomberg and his call for unprecedented gun control. Talk Radio Countdown Show rolls along. Our email address is doug@dougsteffen.com for all the people on the staff to see what it is that you're thinking before they put it in front of my nose. There is a lot of discussion this week And actually, well, it goes back 3 weeks, the current discussion, but in the last week or so, there have been a lot of police officers shot. CNN's Jeannie Meserve reports on 11 police officers being shot at this week in just a 24-hour period.
In Miami, the funeral of two police officers shot last Thursday as they tried to arrest a fugitive wanted for murder.
I will not pretend to understand evil for all my experience. I will not even pretend to want to understand evil.
This police funeral will shortly be followed by others. Between Sunday morning and Monday morning, 11 law enforcement officers were shot in incidents around the country.
I've never seen anything like it. This is the most dangerous 24-hour period I've ever seen for law enforcement.
In Detroit, four officers were shot and wounded when a 38-year-old man walked into a police precinct and started firing indiscriminately. In Port Orchard, Washington, two sheriff's deputies were shot and wounded in a Walmart parking lot. In Indianapolis and in Newport, Oregon, two officers were critically injured after being shot during traffic stops. And Monday morning in St. Petersburg, Florida, two officers were killed and a third was wounded while trying to serve a warrant for a man with an extensive criminal history.
He was somebody we wanted to get off the street, and obviously today you see why.
Experts say police shootings often involve repeat offenders.
These are the people that pose the greatest risk, not only to the citizenry, but to the police officers who have to go out and arrest these men and women over and over and over again. At some point, the odds catch up with you.
In the aftermath of the Detroit shootings, where police were shot at their precinct house, authorities are considering new protective measures, including additional screening of the public.
We have to take a step back and reassess security procedures at each one of our facilities.
Some experts say state and local budget cuts have already resulted in fewer cops with less equipment and less training. They predict more cuts lie ahead and argue that will make a hazardous profession even more so. Jean Meserve, CNN Washington.
My heartburn was like a pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare up. Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with two active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker, plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just one Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn. Look for an $8 coupon in this Sunday's paper.
The shadows fade as the light slips through the shade. Another morning sneaking in without a sound. Rich aroma fills the air, and really nothing can compare to that first cup of Folgers going down.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
April.
Yeah?
So you know your charger that's plugged into the wall? It's still using energy, even though it's not attached to a phone.
That's not my charger. I don't even have a cell phone. You know what? I'll just unplug it. I'm busy. I'll call you back.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
Like to try a new Luden's Wild Honey Throat Drop?
Wow, this Luden's Wild Honey is delicious. Oh, I can almost see the bees now buzzing through the field. Going from flower to flower, collecting the sweet nectar. Then flying back to the hive, filling it with their pure, luscious honey.
Yeah, most people just say they're good.
New Luden's Wild Honey, a luscious new way to soothe everyday throat irritation. Luden's, it still works wonders.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
800-510-8255. You can follow the countdown online at DougStephan.com. You'll see the listen box there. You can listen to any of the other programs from this week, this month. They go back quite a ways. We like to have them there so that you can, if you don't have time to listen to us live, you can find them at any point during the day. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Stephan. Our focus is on Mayor Michael Bloomberg and his call for unprecedented gun control. From NBC, Lawrence O'Donnell, focusing on polls that show that Americans are changing their minds about gun laws, and Dick Cheney apparently is among those people changing their mind.
The Cheney you just heard is the Dick Cheney Scowcroft used to know, a Republican who thinks maybe you should limit the size of the magazine you can buy with a semi-automatic gun. This comes a week after Rupert Murdoch's New York Post ran an editorial in favor of limiting access to these magazines. There is now a consensus of the reasonable. Something must be done about the bullet capacity of these weapons. But newspapers from the New York Times to the Los Angeles Times have rushed onto their front pages what they consider very wise articles about why this won't happen. Their front page stories are pundit predictions masquerading as news, and they are helping shape a political conventional wisdom that ignores the most important thing and the rarest thing that can happen in politics. People are changing their minds. Dick Cheney is changing his mind. And in politics, when people change their minds, anything can happen. And when Rachel and I do back-to-back tributes to the wisdom of Dick Cheney, as we have now both done tonight on this issue, it's time to start to believe that anything, anything can happen. Meanwhile, the New York Times and the Los Angeles Times would do well to remember that their front pages are for reporting the news, not predicting the news.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Stephan. Our focus is on Mayor Michael Bloomberg and his call for unprecedented gun control. Talk Radio Countdown Show, something that occurs every day of the week. There are 2 hours worth of information and opinion. Lots of talk radio hosts and talk television hosts are brought together with varying points of view, so you can listen to everything and make up your mind if you haven't already. Here from Fox News is David Gowans, reporting from Arkansas, where there is a push to pass an open carry gun law.
I don't want those guns in a sports stadium when people are drinking and rooting for their team and mad at a referee.
It's that statement the governor made to reporters earlier this month that supporters of a proposed open carry law are calling off base.
He talks about walking into a sporting event, and, I understand he's a busy man and he probably hasn't had a chance to read the bill, but we'd like him to.
Nicholas Haley with Arkansas Right to Carry says House Bill 1051, the Defense Carry Restoration Act, wouldn't allow guns anywhere they are banned right now, like sports stadiums or near schools. Today, Governor Mike Beebe says that doesn't change his mind.
Expanding that to open carry where they carry it on their hip open is something I don't think is good public policy.
It's certainly not popular public policy either. Only 3 states, Alaska, Vermont, and Arizona, have unlicensed open carry laws on the books. A similar bill never made it out of committee 2 years ago.
I will say, I think we're going to run into some opposition. I think we have a legitimate chance of getting it passed.
Staley thinks the makeup of the legislature with more freshman Republicans means open carry has a better chance now.
The House Judiciary Committee has 12 Democrats and 8 Republicans. Arkansas Right to Carry believes once it gets to that committee, it's got a good chance of getting out this time.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free?
It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. You can follow the countdown online at DougStephan.com. You'll see the listen box there. You can listen to any of the other programs from this week, this month. They go back quite a ways. We like to have them there. I'm Doug Steffen, rounding up thoughts and ideas about gun control, the use of guns, the old expression that is tired but kind of true. That is, guns don't kill people. People kill people, and they use guns, or they use knives, or they use bows and arrows, or they use cars, or they use poison, or they use whatever. But there is this element of people, as we're hearing here from more and more people all the time, not only on this program today, but in general, there's just too much of this sort of thing. You just have to look at the headlines this past week and see how many people have been murdered and how the police have been targeted. It's just craziness. And it isn't like this anywhere else in the world. Here's radio host Jimmy Cephalo speaking with Jim Preston from the Florida Fraternal Order of Police. He speaks about the extraordinary number of officers who were shot in the line of duty this week, specifically going to what I said a few minutes ago.
It must have been such an unbelievable shock for you and all police officers to find out during yesterday's service that two other officers had been murdered.
It was a terrible shock, just a terrible blow to the law enforcement officer community there. I was in Miami. I live in the Tampa area, so I'm very familiar with the St. Pete officers. And I had traveled down to Miami for that service only to find that here at my own area is just another tragedy. Looking in the last 24 hours, 11 officers have been shot in 5 different states here in the country. It's just a terrible trend that has got to be reversed.
Yeah, Indianapolis, Oregon, it's happened too many places. What do you think is going on, Jim? I mean, are police officers being targeted? I mean, it just seems that we're getting more and more and more reports that the people who are protecting us are being targeted by the bad guys.
Well, I think you're right there, and it seems that people that are not willing to take responsibility for their own actions are taking the lives of innocent people, and it just, you know, our officers are out there every day trying to protect our communities and doing the best job that they possibly can, and it just seems that people are taking that for granted and you know, not accepting responsibilities and taking their lives.
Yeah, you know, yesterday it was heartbreaking to watch our terrific director of police in Miami-Dade County, James Loftus, standing up there and saying he assumed responsibility for this tragedy. When truth of the matter is, 99.9% of the time, these difficult warrants are served. Police do, you know, our work for us, God's work in a lot of ways, and it works out successfully. And I felt so badly for Mr. Loftus, because you can just feel the weight of it on his shoulders, and it doesn't belong there.
That's true. And at the service, I saw the son of Officer Castillo stand up in front of the thousands of officers to say goodbye to his father. Mm. And if that didn't bring a tear to the eye of those hardened law enforcement officers, nothing will. Right. It was just a scene that is repeated too often, and we've got to put a stop to it.
Right. No, we have to put a stop to it. So how do we do it? Here's something, Jim, because, you know, people in the community, we feel helpless in this in a lot of ways. What can we do to help make things better?
Well, it comes down to education and to, you know, restoring the confidence in the law enforcement efforts. And I think we need to continually support the efforts of the officers in the communities. And I saw that support yesterday as the streets of Miami were lined with citizens standing out there saluting the procession as it went by. You know, when they are convicted, when they are put in jail, they should serve their sentence.
Yes.
It should be, you know, not a revolving door going in and out of prisons. And if it means that we need to put more cells for the offenders, then maybe that's what we need to do.
Yeah.
But you see that, you know, life should mean life. If you take a life, you're going to jail for life, and that should be the end of it.
My heartburn was like a pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare off. Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with two active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just one Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn. Look for an $8 coupon in this Sunday's paper.
The best.
America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's Totally Wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself.
you can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Coast to coast. 800-510-8255 reaches us here on the countdown for your connection to conversation. Our focus here in this hour, tougher gun control or gun laws, which is it? Gun control or laws on who it is that's getting this equipment, how they're getting it? Is the government doing their job? The answer is no, 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 and no. The government is not. This is not about firearms. This is about controlling them. And the way to control them is to have a system that works. The checks and balances are not working, and that's what people are upset. It's unacceptable to have circumstances as existed in Tucson, unacceptable to have the number of police officers being shot at. It's unacceptable to have the sort of confusion that there is, and that's why the public is saying enough already. Do your job. Once again, the same echo that you hear time after time, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. When does the government do its job? Here's Martin Luther King III appearing alongside Mayor Bloomberg with a focus on putting an end to all of this unnecessary gun violence.
If we're going to create what my father would call a nonviolent society, we have to create a culture of nonviolence, just as we have created this culture of violence. Many of what we see on television, very briefly, cartoons, 6 out of 10 of them are violent. Movies, 7 out of 10 of them are violent. Video games, 7 out of 10 of them are about blowing up something and shooting something. And then we go to the theaters, and 6 out of 10 movies in theater are violent, and we don't understand why our society is violent. Until we change what we consume, not censorship, self-censorship, then we're not going to address this issue in our nation that we all call home, that we all love.
Very important point he makes there. The television, the movies, the games, the violence that is everywhere. We're taught we have a culture of violence. We go to these movies or watch these TV shows. What television drama is not about somebody being murdered by some kind of a gun? It's almost impossible to find one. What popular movie, if it's not a comedy, and same on television, it's going to be something that's violent, about death and destruction. And these damn video games, my God. 800-510-8255. Here's radio host John McConnell discussing a school district in Texas, which is debating whether to allow teachers there, listen to this,
teachers carrying guns in the schools.
In a school district in Texas, they're debating and discussing the possibility of teachers being able to carry concealed guns at the school. So the argument for of it lies since teachers and administrators carrying a concealed weapon could be a first line of defense in the event of a crisis. So I guess the first question is, though, is this a valid argument or is this a crisis waiting to happen? I don't know. It's just like anything else. I would think because, quite frankly, a weapon is a tool. It's a tool like a lot of tools. And it just depends on who's handling it and how they're wielding it and what they should do. Should they be able to willy-nilly let people carry a weapon in a school? I don't think so. I'm not sure every teacher there. I'm not sure everybody, in the administration should be able to have one. But if I were on here and considering this, first thing I would do is make them go beyond just the standard carry permit. I would make them be like a reserve deputy. Go to the sheriff's office and go through all the training, handling of weaponry for a reserve deputy. And number two, the people who did have the authority to carry a concealed weapon on a school campus are not the first people who would, for instance, if you would call somebody up and they would be running to physically deal with a bunch of people in a class, in a hallway, a big fight where there's this cacophony of such, I wouldn't want the opportunity to print itself for somebody to put their hands on that weapon in a major fight. They would be very, very specific. And I ain't been to school in a long time. I don't know who it would be. I don't know if it'd be like a certain teacher or a coach or a vice principal or who knows what. The thing of it is, it's a tool. It is a tool just like anything else. It just depends on how you use it. It depends on who uses it, how they use it, and when they use it. But just to open the doors up for it, I don't know. Their argument, again, is that they're concerned about what goes on at schools and whether or not somebody will be able to stop that. Do we have that much violence in our schools that we need to start letting the teachers be armed? We're talking about, middle and high schools and whether or not somebody should be able to have a weapon there. I don't know. But if you are going to even consider it, I would up the ante so much about who would be able to carry.
That's the whole thing is very discouraging, actually, to me. I find this whole discussion to be appalling, frankly, to have more guns. And many of you think we ought to have more guns in our society, more people having them. And what does that get you? It gets you more, some would say, the ability to protect yourself. And most of the people I know who have a permit to carry. I don't have a gun, but I have a permit to carry. I learned how to use a gun by starting at the age of, I think I was 16, maybe younger than that, taking a course from the NRA, and I've taken three or four since then. But the proliferation of guns and their ease of availability, and the more you allow people to get a hold of guns and use them, even if you're using them properly, if there are more being made, it begs the question, how do you make the usage of these practical and proper, especially when the government does such a terrible job in screening? So those of you who want to have more guns available and think that's the answer, what do you do about the government or whoever the supervisor, who's the supervisor of the availability or who's going to use the guns that are available? Story about State Rep. Charlie Collins in Arkansas. He desires to allow gun owners to carry concealed weapons on public college campuses. And so let's see, the University of Arkansas chief legislative lobbyist says that he's against it. It is not a good idea to have weapons around a campus. Let's see, this guy Collins is from Fayetteville, said high-profile shootings in this past decade at Virginia Tech, Arkansas universities, demonstrate criminals and crazies know where society's no gun zones are, but law-abiding citizens in those places are denied a legal right to defend themselves. Michael from San Francisco, you're for having more guns for law-abiding citizens. So then how do you deal with what I've just suggested, that is having the government do what it's supposed to do in order for the right people to have them and the wrong people not to have them?
Well, I'm not in San Francisco, but an hour north of San Francisco. Oh, okay. But I listen to a San Francisco station.
I got it.
Anyway, though, I think the solution to this problem is indeed greater citizen access to firearms, not lesser access.
So how, man, if I don't argue that point with you, how do we make sure that greater citizen access is properly controlled, monitored?
I think over time, as it becomes known that good guys are more likely to be armed than they used to be, bad guys begin to get the message. You know, in places like Texas, I remember hearing a story not too long ago about some pretty tough-looking guy happened to accidentally jostle somebody, and this big guy turns around and bends over backwards to apologize. And the guy was from California, so he had no idea, you know, what this was all about. Turned out, Texas is a lot looser with gun laws, and nobody knows who may be armed, and people go out of their way to be a lot more courteous. You know, there's an old expression that an armed society is a polite society.
Well, there are a couple of expressions like that. All right. I got it, Michael. Thanks. 800-510-8255. An armed society is a protected, successful. So what's the right word there from your perspective? Cora Lee writes, Arizona has the most permissive gun laws in the country, has the second highest rate of gun deaths per capita. The states with the most permissive gun laws are in general at the top of the list of gun deaths per capita. The top 25 per capita gun deaths are virtually all in the South and West, regions which were settled by borderers or their descendants from Northern England, Lowland Scotland, and Northern Ireland in the 18th century. It was a gun culture, and it still is. 800-510-8255. What about the gun statistics? The spinning of this by either side. See, that doesn't help the debate. Those who are against here, is there anybody who's for gun violence? Of course not. We have plenty of people against it. Amazingly, let's see here, who writes this? Sid writes, there has been no reduction in violent crime in almost every state that has recognized the right of law-abiding citizens to defend themselves. There are a few universities that allow for this. Amazingly, students and teachers that are already allowed to carry at Walmart or in the mall don't morph into murderers when they are stepping on campus. Kids in the incident that took place here in Los Angeles, I think, wasn't it last week? Kid had a backpack, gun in it, 15 years old, drops the backpack on the floor, and the gun goes off and two people get injured. How the hell does that kid got a 50? What's he doing with a gun? Where'd he get it? Where are the parents? Who bought the gun? Who owns the gun? He sure as heck doesn't. So what's he doing with it? 800-510-8255. More of your calls straight ahead here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything? Wish you could regain that feisty factor of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today?
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. If you are feeling tired or less energetic with decreased motivation and drive, studies have shown that the major common cause is decreasing testosterone.
Try ProGene Daily Complex. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone.
Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. Effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
You can try ProGene absolutely free. Call 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597. Hurry, free samples are limited. 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
If the IRS claims you owe over $20,000 in back taxes, or if you have unfiled returns, listen up. Tax Resolution Services can help you negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. Think you can take on the IRS on your own? You're nuts. You'll get creamed. Let us help. We've offered real solutions to thousands and thousands of people. Just like Jeff and Valerie W., the IRS targeted them for $29,600. They couldn't pay it. They called Tax Resolution Services, negotiate a settlement for $300. We've been around for 13 years because we built a reputation for dealing honestly with our customers. Tax Resolution Services is the highest rated national tax resolution company by the Better Business Bureau. Call my office now and I'll guarantee on the first call with our tax consultant, we'll tell you if we can help. Put your tax problems behind you now.
Call 800-383-1850. That's 800-383-1850. Again, 800-383-1850.
Live from Progressive.
Hello again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're still talking about gun control. Or we will probably, for as long as we all live and breathe, this is going to be a subject that gets an unprecedented amount of attention because it isn't resolvable. My feeling is there really is no resolve to this that everybody can work on. And it isn't because we're not reasonable, you and me. It's because the NRA and the other ultra whack job nutbird groups that represent those, what I say about the NRA, even though I belong to the NRA, I'm just tired of listening to these guys, these lobbyists, these paid guns, if you'll pardon the pun, who put down every law, anything that's got, and they have too much power. It isn't even about the issue of gun control. It's about the issue of campaign finance reform, who contributes what, and why it is these people have such a sway over the lawmakers. And the reason it is because they pay in to the coffers big time for the re-election of all these people. 800-510-8255. You know, there's a web site called gunbroker.com. Those of you who are interested in following some of the gun right discussions, constitutional law discussions, you might want to check out gunbroker.com. Meanwhile, Patrick, you're up next on the countdown. Thanks for your call. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on everything. I think what you had said right before the break on the 15-year-old who ended up shooting the two kids was the biggest thing.
Well, yeah. he didn't really shoot him. He had a gun in his bag, and it went off. And but it still, yeah. I mean, I suppose it has the same effect.
It did, you know, by all intent, he shot the two kids. And the biggest thing is the parenting. It's not there, you know, and that goes back to.
Until we get a handle on this, until parenting somehow or other, the educational process. Don't you think it would be prudent at this point to put all of this stuff on hold and then to make sure the government is doing what it's supposed to do until we somehow figure out how to instill in parents a renewed sense of responsibility?
Well, that's only the first thing. With the whole guns control thing, like the caller who said before, you know, you're going to have peace through gun ownership because most of the guns that are out there committing gun violence are obtained illegally. So, you know, if somebody breaks
that's not true anymore. A lot of people are getting them. Excuse me?
Can I please finish my point?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah,
I'll let you record.
No, that's all right. Go ahead.
With that, you know, you have those guns obtained illegally, and then, you know, they've committed a crime. All right? So when you have that and they're obtaining it by breaking into people's houses, by stealing, you know, all those things. Okay, well, you break into a house, and guess what? Now your next-door neighbor is armed because legal citizens who, you know, fit the criteria, not mentally unstable, you know, not criminal conviction, have a gun. That person is going to think twice about going into a neighborhood where he has the possibility of everybody in there being armed.
Yeah, what a lousy comment on society. What a sad reality in America. 51 past the hour.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com. And listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. I'm Doug Steffen. Our countdown focus in this hour is the need for gun control. That is, people doing their jobs, and how do we, people being you as a parent, people being you as an owner, people being you as a bureaucrat, someone who works in law enforcement, people who are supposed to be monitoring those folks who get these guns. That's the crux of the problem. Tom, you're in North Carolina. Let's see what you want.
The rights that are secured by the Bill of Rights are not absolute. The First Amendment says Congress shall make no law infringing on free speech, but we have all sorts of laws. You can't shout falsely, fire in a crowded theater. You can't incite to riot. You can't lie in commercial advertising and on and on. In the same respect, the Second Amendment rights are not absolute. But what the Supreme Court decision did was switch the burden to government. We now have a constitutionally secured right belonging to each individual, and if government chooses to compromise that right, then government has to jump through a number of important hoops. The first thing government has to do is to show that the regulation that they propose is not going to unduly impede the use of firearms for self-defense. Second, we have to be sure that what seems to be modest steps don't turn out to be the first steps down a slippery slope that do end up compromising core Second Amendment rights. And third, and I think most important in the context of these high-capacity magazines, the government has to show that its regulation is going to be effective in promoting public safety, and particularly when weighed against lots of reliable evidence that past restrictions have not lessened the incidence of gun-related burnt crimes.
Well thought out, sir. Thanks for your call. 800-510-8255. Altering gun laws, is that a slippery slope? Why are we the only country where citizens crave guns, is wondering out loud from Jim in New Hampshire on this call.
I'm really glad that you bring this up because I've been in London,
And I don't see people there quaking in their boots that they don't have guns to shoot. In France, people don't cry about the fact that they don't have large caliber or large magazine weapons to use. The problem here is that there's this seeming madness about needing to have guns and, more importantly, needing to have large magazine guns. There's no real reason to have those magazine guns. The man who was talking about that criminals don't use large magazine guns is saying something false, because those guns that are made here with large magazine clips go across the border to Mexico, and they make a lot of use of them. If you look at the FBI statistics, it does not indicate that people were well served by having guns to protect themselves. I've been in situations which were dangerous. The guns did not help me in any degree. And if you look through the statistics, they don't do that. What happens mostly is that kids get killed playing with the guns that their parents have. It's not a protection.
Yeah. Well, there are too many people that have access to guns that ought not to have it, of all ages. And that seems to be pretty much the status here. Tracy in Texas with her theory.
I do have, without naming names, but I do have my own personal protection. It only has 5 rounds. It fits well in my hand, and it's powerful enough for personal protection without a lot of kickback, so it's something that I feel very comfortable in having in my home. From my personal perspective, as a gun owner and someone who does uphold and support the Second Amendment, I don't see a bill preventing a legally able person from owning a gun. It's not taking away my right to bear arms. Back when it was part of the assault weapons ban of 1994, it didn't take away my right to own a gun then, and it won't now. I see this as, I would say it more of a sensible step in having rightful and sensible gun ownership. One of the things that I was thinking when this, you know, when we're dealing with high capacity clips is maybe we have it fall under some of the same regulations as suppressors, you know, like a silencer. You know, not all states allow gun owners to legally possess them, but those who can supply through the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, who regulate the ownership of such devices. It doesn't mean that we can't own them, but there is a regulatory process that if you are legally able and allowed to own a gun, that you just go through a few extra steps. But it doesn't mean that a collector would be prohibited from owning something if they wanted to have it in their own personal gun collection. But for me, as someone who uses guns for target shooting, I'm not a hunter, but I have many hunters in my family. I don't see why a gun owner needs a high-capacity clip.
A lot of men are really turned on by women who have guns, know how to shoot guns. It's a strange sexual thing with some of you, right? If you admit it, yeah, be honest. Come on. A lot of police officers who put on the uniform love having those guns for lots of different reasons, and they aren't just to protect themselves, as you know. Good discussion. Thank you. 59.